come to save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 877-711-5611. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
I'm Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is back. You can join us on Facebook Live in a little bit. Brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. And also, Mr. Floor is up on the Facebook Live thing when you get there. AWM Construction and Fast Signs. It's 80 at fastsigns.com. Fast Signs of Lincolnwood. And we are broadcasting live from the Custer Street Fair in Evanston. We are, ironically enough, we are in the WCGO booth.
Sponsored us?
Something like that, yeah.
That's crazy.
Just work there.
So we're in the WCGO broadcast booth here at the Custer Street Fair.
And Firehouse Grill also sponsored us.
Yes, who else?
Fast Signs, Sketchbook Brewery, and Century 12 Movie Theater. So come by. You can win prizes.
Yep, all day. Not just during our show.
So yeah.
Anytime, today or tomorrow, you can swing by, take a spin of the prize wheel, and win something cool. And if you come up to the booth here and you say, hey, where's Fuzzy Robbie, you will automatically win a Mighty House tape measure. So that's even
And Evanston
special.
Lumber, I forgot, is sponsoring us also. In a way...
Evanston Lumber is sponsoring our
the official parking sponsor of Custer Festival.
Yeah. No, of Mighty House. Only Mighty House.
And we have to thank Kevin for getting all the cool prizes for people.
Yes.
So if you just come and spin the wheel. Is the wheel set up?
Yeah.
Fuzzy, I mean,
hey, Fuzzy
the wheel
Robbie,
is...
give that a spin. Give a spin.
It's just for the sound effects. Nice.
Yeah, that's all. Just
price,
the sound.
Price is Right rules, too. You got to go all the way around.
Oh, it's got to go full.
Okay.
Okay.
I can't just...
No, you can't just click it one to get to the...
You mean like Wheel of Fortune where they try to get it just to go to the $1 million space?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and hit bankruptcy instead?
No. So it must be tilted.
Ah, that could be.
Yeah, because everybody hits bankruptcy. No one ever hits $1 million.
So what's Firehouse Grill?
Every turn someone hits bankruptcy.
Is Firehouse Grill...
That is an awesome...
Is it a restaurant, or is it more of a burger joint? What is it?
Yeah, it's a burger joint, but they've got a full menu. Pizzas, all
Where
kinds
are
of
they? In
they're right down the right you can
They're
see
right over there. Thanks.
Okay.
There.
Yeah, so you get off of Main over
right
here.
Right down there. Yeah.
So we're at the Main Purple Line stop.
Yep.
And then there's also the Main Metra right up here. So as soon as you come up any of the trains or I guess down any of the trains, you're here.
Yes, right.
And then
in
you
the
can see sketchbooks right over here.
Yep.
I mean, heck, we can throw hops at them right now. And then over by the light over there is Firehouse. It's really good stuff. Burgers. I mean,
they got good
fries. Nice. They have also sketchbook
fries.
Brews. Uh-huh. So in case you wanted to leave Sketchbook and go get something to eat, you're not really leaving Sketchbook. You still can have some of their beers. It's a great time.
Yeah, I have a
and
we have
Firehouse
a brewery
is
down.
750 Chicago Avenue.
Yeah. Yep.
Sketchbook is 820.
Just down the road.
Okay.
So we have a brewery down here that doesn't have food. So in the plaza they're in, you can bring food in from any of those restaurants, and it's awesome. But there's nothing better than a good fresh IPA and a pretzel with mustard.
Do you want to know? Oh, I love bar pretzels with mustard, the soft ones. Uh-huh. Do you know why they're called Firehouse, Ron?
No.
Because they're in a restored early 1900s firehouse.
Well, that would make sense.
Yeah. Maybe. Well, they open at 10. Mm-hmm. Maybe somebody's there early and could whip me up some pretzels.
Kevin was supposed to be working
See,
on
it's,
some
it's
stuff
it's like that. There's only a few types of buildings
Where's
you
Kevin?
Can name
Kevin
your
was
business
working
after.
On food? Kevin! Food.
Right,
firehouse.
Robbie.
I need food.
You
I'll
can't name your. You cannot
times.
Name.
Yes, Rich.
You cannot name your business after every business that or everything that occupied your building because nobody wants to go to the mortuary bakery.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it was a mortuary in the 1800s or 1900s, so, you know, just name it. That's what you just did with Firehouse. But somehow Firehouse sounds better.
Firehouse Grill.
Yes, oh, I'm laughing so hard I passed out. Yeah. So I'm back now. Oh, it's okay. Thank you.
You know, you can give us a call on the Mr. Floor helpline. It's 877-711-5611. You'll have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. Just like that.
And before I get to some emails, I just wanted to do a little shout out. There is a hot dog day today at Ron's favorite Ace Hardware store, Weiss Ace Hardware in Glenview. It's on Waukegan Road. And they're having a benefit for the Ann and Robert Lurie Children's Hospital of Chicago. I should say Ann and Robert H. Lurie Children's Hospital of Chicago. Nice. There will be food and beverages. There will be music. And the thing that's got me is there will be a celebrity dunk tank.
Yes, there will be.
Are you in it?
No, you have to be a celebrity.
You are a celebrity.
You have to be a celebrity to get in the celebrity dunk tank.
Well, then who is in this dunk tank?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm going to call them. They open at 10. I'm going to call them and find out so we could put it on the air.
Okay.
But, yeah, really nice that they're doing this. I'm going to call them. At the next break, I'm going to call. And unless they're listening, they can call us at 877-711-5611.
Sure.
And promote their thing. Maybe we'll do that.
No, but that's a good benefit that they
do. Yeah, so, they've been doing it for a couple of years.
And that's from 10 to 3 today at Weiss Ace Hardware. It's 1560 Waukegan Road in Glenview.
Where the great ones build.
No, that's only on Sunday.
Where the great ones build.
All right, see.
Okay, dear Mighty House.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Randall.
What happened?
I wish I had my theme song. My email song.
He's in the folder. It says drops
email. We have email.
We get your email every day. Bow, bow, bow. That sounds just like it, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
Eerily.
Oh, here's your you mean
eerily this? Similar.
Here's your email.
We get email.
We get your email every day.
Hey, Fuzzy Robbie, help
us. Mail today. So I was telling some friends from out of town about, this has nothing to do with email, by the way, about our show. Everybody's like, you guys are like Car Talk. I'm like, but better. And we sing and dance.
Yeah.
And they go, what? And I go, we sing and dance. So there.
Some of us sing, some of us dance.
Some of us do both. Hi, Ron. I opened a first floor linen closet and damp towels and rugs from the top shelf fell out. Okay, why are there damp towels and rugs on the top shelf? I don't know. But
I would keep those
on
the bottom.
Black... and wait, mic drop.
Well, why would you have wet towels on any shelf?
I don't understand.
Well, I didn't either. That's why I just thought.
This is not my email. I saw black dots on the closet ceiling and the sidewall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Not surprised.
One, who do I get to troubleshoot this?
Okay.
I suspect I start with a plumber.
Nope.
Do I need a specialist in plumbing field?
Nope.
Mold, even if a little, do I need a mold specialist?
Not yet.
Is this something that homeowners insurance pays for?
Nope.
Wow. Okay. Can you talk to us? Ron Cowgill. You know what? We are broadcasting live on the Mighty House radio show on WCGO. If you have any questions about home improvement, you can just step right up to the booth right now.
Okay.
Okay, go
ahead. I'm going to say this is an older home. Hey, Fuzzy Robbie, how you doing? He's ready to spin the wheel. Trixie, give it us. Oh, come on.
Come on. And
there,
by the way, you can meet Trixie today live.
That's right.
She's wearing a red and white gingham check shirt.
Take your pictures now.
She'll be here all day, folks.
Uh-huh. There we go. Okay, so back to the question at hand here. So what happens is a lot of times I'm going to guess that this is an older building with a closet on the outside wall that has very little, if no, insulation directly above or in the wall. So what happens is the heat from inside condensates, especially around the towels because there's no air movement. So that moisture condensates on the wall, mold starts to grow, towels get wet, and there's issues. So I would first start with looking at insulation, air sealing, and condensation. So you'd want to start with a home inspector first. So you could call one of our buddies over at Nachi and have them come out, do a home inspection, find out what's going on, possibly it's a roof leak, but I don't think I would start there. I would start with looking at lack of insulation and proper air slit. Rich?
I'd get a louver door for the closet.
There you go. That's another good thing to do. So that way you can get some air movement through there. And it's generally what happens in closets. It's very common in older homes, especially in the in the bungalows, Chicago bungalows, where that closet's on an outside wall. It's usually a guest closet or something like that, a linen cabinet. If it's an interior closet, you've got other issues going on. But you'd have to call a home inspector to have them come out and take a look at it first.
Do I hear music in the background?
You do.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. You can call us.
Yep.
877-711-5611, and we'll answer your question live
this
on air.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
I build things. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on him.
This is Mighty House.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live, MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts or previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if somebody wanted to sign up for the newsletter, Rich, are you there? Can you tell us how to do that? No. Did he come back?
Hi, baby.
No? Okay. Well, you can go to MightyHouse.net, click on the Mighty House Contact Us page, and you scroll down through there, and you'll be able to sign up and for the newsletter, and you just click on that, and that way you'll find out what's going on, where we're going to be, who's going to be on the show, all that fancy fun stuff right there. See, and you can see Rich right there on the Skype if you were here, but you can't hear him.
Lips are moving.
But nothing's coming out.
Moving. Oh, I should. Maybe I should put my microphone.
Why? Why would you want to do that? Why? I don't understand.
Oh, the feet are going up. I got to concentrate now. I was all busy doing too much stuff. Now I have to concentrate.
Now you can give us a call, too. On the Mr. Floor helpline, it's 877-711-5611. And if you give us a call, you'll have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. And we are broadcasting live from the Custer Street Fair in Evanston. And we are in the WCGO booth, and we're right on the corner of, what is this, Washington and Chicago. And it is 823 Chicago. So if you come down here and stop by Evanston Lumber, you might be able to park in their parking lot if you ask them real nice. And then
they're closed today.
I know. Then walk on over.
You can't tell. Okay. Disregard what he just said. You cannot park in their parking lot. Holy smokes. Speaking of smokes, Fuzzy Robbie, what are you doing?
He's enjoying a little pipe tobacco.
Where's Kevin? Wasn't he going to bring us food? I'm hungry.
Where's Kevin?
I want.
He can hear you, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Kevin, I didn't know you were going to bring food, but then Ron said you were going to bring us some food, maybe from Firehouse or Sketchbook.
Well, no, we want beer from Sketchbook Brewery.
Okay, and I would like some pretzels, some hot pretzels.
From the Firehouse Grill. And then we've got some signs that we need from Fast Signs at of Lincolnwood.
And I do believe that Century 12 said make sure Robbie gets movie passes. I was there during the negotiation.
And popcorn.
I want to see Ocean's 8.
Yeah.
And I wanted to see the movie Tag until the reviews looked really horrible.
Oh, okay.
Have you heard about that?
No. I don't pay attention to that stuff.
Okay, so for 30 years, these guys have, since they were like in grade school, have been playing a game of tag.
Okay.
And they're still playing it once a month. They get together for 30 days, and they play tag.
And this is a movie?
They made a movie about this real group of guys.
Okay.
One guy has never been tagged in 30 years. Whatever. Okay, this is a home improvement. Fuzzy Robbie just did the... This is a home improvement radio show. So anybody walking by the street fair now who has a question about what if it leaks, if it drips, if it smells,
squeaks.
If it molds, if it...
In regards to a house.
In regards to a house, yes. That's right.
Okay. then we have experts here who can answer your questions.
That's right.
We just play one on the radio.
If you have a question about solar power. Mm-hmm.
ComEd's next door, and now they can talk to you about solar.
Right.
And power from the sun.
At some point, Reggie's going to come by and talk to us about solar power. I'm not sure. I think I upset them. And also, we have a martial artist next to us.
Yeah, he's going to kick your
butt. Fonseca.
He's going to kick
your butt. So are you an expert?
Yeah, well.
Are you going to put on a demonstration? Are you going to put on a demonstration later?
Yeah, you can go in the dojo right there, and he'll kick your butt for you.
Okay, so right next to us is also Fonseca Studio.
Yep.
I'm sorry, you could just take this mic away from me anytime you want, Fuzzy Robbie. Look, it's Kevin. Look, he has pretzels.
Hey, is Rich back?
They said you were going to bring soft pretzels from Firehouse.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, there you are. Rich is back.
Before 10?
Yeah,
all right.
Issue with me, Mike.
I'm going to get off the mic because I'm just not talking home improvement.
No,
I'm just having
not.
Too much fun. Okay,
no,
goodbye.
You're distracted too much.
I am.
She, you know, it's like whatever shiny object's in front of her. Boy, she's got it. That's where she goes. So
I'm sorry. There's a hunky man next to us setting up his martial arts booth.
Well, what do you want me to? Nothing I can do about that. You know.
He just left.
He said, "Okay, this chick is out there. I'm gone." okay, so I don't know if you saw the another picture that was posted on Facebook. I don't remember who did this, but it reminded us that we should really tell people that, one, you need to change your furnace filters once a month. Use the cheapy ones. Don't buy those expensive ones. Find the cheapest one of that size, because what's a furnace filter for there, Rich?
Keep the rocks out of the motor.
That's what it's all. That's all. It's not.
That's
to clean
all it's
the air.
For.
No. So, you know, so when you put that new filter in and you're sliding it in there, you want to make sure that you take the plastic wrapper off of the filter before you put it in the furnace. It will work a lot better and your furnace will breathe a lot better.
Do you actually seen somebody put the filter in there without unwrapping it?
Yes. Yeah, there's a picture we posted on the Facebook that shows the filter, and the plastic is just plastered. It's full of dirt because that where the air was trying to go around it, it just stuck to the filter.
That might be a little restrictive.
It just might be a little bit. You might find that the heat doesn't work very well or your air conditioning. So
I didn't
prior,
see that
you know,
one.
So every time you change your filter, it's good to do that once a month, they say, is perfect, and just use the basic cheapy filters. And take the plastic wrapping off before you put it in there. It will work a lot better, and the air will flow nicely, and your furnace will love you. So,
what's that on? That's, just, you, that's on our Facebook page?
I think so, yes.
No, I don't. I got I got Energy Vanguard's, you know, tips for your HVAC, your air conditioner, and I thought that's where you were going.
Yep.
And then we'll post it a couple with, you know, the post in the crawl space that has no bottom.
Right.
Because it rotted away. Well, we got the water heater, which I can't quite figure out why they have a thing going from the pressure relief valve back into the piping.
Right. So that it doesn't drain. So, yeah, there's a – I might have been on Twitter that I saw that furnace filter.
I would say so. Because then the last thing that he posted was the – or you posted was the all the extra wiring going into the breakers.
Yes. Yeah, there's another
Thanks.
One. So there's and it looked like those were mini breakers on top of it. So you've got
yes, yeah. That's what I thought, and those are nasty to begin with.
Right. So you should only have one wire going into each breaker or into any terminal that you're where you're terminating a wire. It should only be one wire in that terminal. If you do
right.
more than one, that set screw can crimp tighter on one than the other. And what happens is you'll get slight arcing in that terminal, and then it overheats, and then you start having problems. And so thing melt, which, you know, we can talk later about melting terminal blocks because I did one of those this week, too.
So did you really?
It was a car charger that the terminals weren't tightened down enough, and it melted into one one blob of plastic. So it was pretty nasty. So,
that's how I always said, like, if you have an old house with aluminum wire, yep, how much everything loosens up.
Yes, over time. Yeah, aluminum wire is very dangerous too. So, and that's generally through the the mid 70s where they were using aluminum, and it was copper. Also, they did aluminum coated copper also, which is not is almost as bad, but not quite. So,
right.
Hey, Rich.
Yes, sir.
Can you see down? Can you see that bright yellow shirt sitting?
I sure can.
Table there?
Yes. You can't see me wave because my hand disappears. I have to hold it still.
Yes, it does. And this note that was just put in front of me says it's Tammy.
Yes, it is. She is a fair director.
The fair director for
the Custis or Street. One of many.
It's me and my husband.
Oh, wow. You're directing this entire fair.
We created all this mess, yes.
How long ago did you create this?
You don't look 47, by the way.
His
brothers. You're aging really, really well.
Yes, I do. I'm like 105. My husband's brother started this 47 years ago, and he retired 4 years ago. This is our first year officially taking it over. We've worked the fair. My husband's done it for 22. I've been doing it for 12. So this is our first year taking it over on our own.
Wow. And what was the purpose of the fair 47 years ago?
John Zostak, who was the founder, his mission was just to create something for the city of Evanston, bring people to the community, get them to know the area a little better, and to just fix up the neighborhood some. And he did really well. The building that's on the other side of the CTA here, he raised $4.5 million to restore that building.
No way.
Yeah.
Through the fair?
Through the fair and just through fundraising throughout the city and donations. So he was able to restore that building, and that's when he wanted to do something else for the community, just, you know, to allow people around here to have something fun that they could look forward to. And when it started, it was only Custer Ave. It was maybe 15, 16 booths at the time. They had rags as flags and banners. So it was pretty low key. And in 47 years, it's grown to 4 city blocks. This year, we have 300 vendors here.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there any food around?
We have a restaurant or two here on Chicago Ave. And you know what? They're all awesome. Mm-hmm.
Is there a fee to get in?
It's free. We do ask a $5 suggested donation. Mm-hmm. And that money goes, because the thing people don't understand is that Custer Fair is a fundraiser for Piccolo Theater. That's our theater company. So all the money made will go to help support Piccolo to run shows all year. So that $5 donation helps with that. And this year, with that $5 donation, you can fill out a ticket and be entered into a drawing. There will be one each day between 7 and 7:30. And it's either an iPad or an Apple Watch.
Excellent.
Nice.
Man, she nailed that right on cue. Look at that.
So we're coming up to a break. I don't know if you can hear
this
music.
We'll be back right after
this. House. Mighty House will return.
You see this hammer in my hand?
Yeah, I'm going to find that sad finder. What does it look like?
And a level.
What is a level?
Don't you know what a level is?
Yeah, it's something you advance to in a video game.
It's Mighty House. Call Mighty House now at 847-475-1590 and get all your answers from the experts.
This is Mighty House.
Join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. And we're also in part there by AWM Construction and mm-hmm. Fast Signs. It's 80@fastsigns.com. And,
we're with Mr. Tammy. Floor. And, I was going to say Tammy's busy because her thing is going off.
You guys are more important.
So one more quick thing. Tammy. Check that out. You can give us a call on the Mr. Floor helpline, 877-711-5611, and you'll have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. That's it for the... All right, we'll let Tammy get going here. She is the director, or one of the directors, for the Custer Street Fair, which we are live at. And this is brought to you. The whole thing is sponsored. How many different vendors are there here?
We have 300 different vendors. You guys are our official radio sponsors. That's so awesome. We're just so happy to have you guys with us.
Excellent.
I was told to mention all the for the $5 donation at any of the gates entering into the fair, that's where you can make that $5 donation.
Okay. And excellent. Part of it's going to the Piccolo Theater Company.
Any of the proceeds from it, yes, will go to the theater company. So that's how Custer Fair gets their profits is from the gates. And we do have lemonade and beer. That's the only way Custer Fair makes money. Like, you know, they think, oh, you got 300 vendors, you're doing okay. Mm-hmm. Once we pay the city and staff and all the fees.
Right, garbage pickup, yeah, you know, security, yes. Fencing. I know there's a lot that goes on with this.
Yes.
Yeah, it's
a big
and entertainment. You know, yeah, you're hiring entertainment.
We have some great entertainment here this year too. So
what do you have?
So we have a really great southern rock band. They're called Brothers in Wine. They're from Northwest Indiana, and they're just amazing. We have a great country southern country. He is Joshua Michael Neal, also awesome. And we have the sweetest little 16-year-old country singer. She's going to be on the Chicago stage today. Amazing. Like, remember the name Eliana Weston, because you're going to be hearing that name the rest of your life. She
wow.
is. She's
really?
Places.
That good,
yes.
Huh?
Yes, she's amazing.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, we'll let you get back to work. We appreciate the time.
All right. Thank you very much. Stop by the beer stand at 4 p.m. today. The mayor of Evanston is going to be helping us pour some beer today. And stop by and say hi to him. We're putting him to work over here. He's not getting off easy.
That's good. That's good.
Well, thanks for having me, guys. And make sure if you stop by Custer Fair, you stop by 1590 WCGO and say hi, because they're great people to talk to.
Thank you. What time is the fair?
The fair is from 10 a.m. Part of it closes at 7 p.m. That's the back half. But Chicago stays open till 9, and the party just keeps on going.
Tomorrow as well?
Yep, both days.
Thank you so much.
Excellent.
You're welcome.
Thanks for having you guys.
All
thanks,
right.
Tammy.
Thanks. All right, there we go.
Awesome.
Are we ready for the tip of the week there, Rich?
I believe we are.
Okay, and Randall?
Okay, Sparky.
There we go. Look at that.
All right, so this week's perfect. Tip of the week, we're going to talk about, is it really on sale? So, you know, you hear ads all the time touting, buy one, get one free, or buy this product,
Windows.
Installation is free, or worse yet, free estimates.
Uh-huh.
So you
okay.
hear these claims
I
all the time.
I love free estimates, so don't even go there.
I can give you a free estimate. It's just not going to be worth. It's going to be worth the paper it's written on, nothing, because they're not accurate typically. And for the business owner, a free
estimate's
a bad idea because you're just giving away your time.
I just want an estimate. I just want an estimate.
Mm-hmm. So, like, you want a home run or a bunt? You know, like you're trying to ballpark a price. That's always a difficult one.
And I think, and you know, there's a difference between. I need a quote to have this door replaced versus I need a quote to have an addition put on. So
absolutely,
you know, there's a difference there too. So a lot of times, if you just needed a rough budget to put a door on, somebody could tell you that over the phone.
Absolutely,
a basic idea where you're going.
But if even for something like a door, I would be honest with people and tell them, listen, it's going to be $50 an hour, and you know we'll just do a T&M or cost plus, right. You know, because you. To hang a door, take a door out and put another one up should only take half hour. Assuming everything goes perfect, yes? Does it ever?
Okay.
So I mean, literally, figure 1 hour minimum.
Hours.
You know, it can.
Four.
You just don't know what the opening looks like. So
right.
That's always part of it. So I don't like free estimates. It's always rather spend some time, do it accurately, and be done with it. But
exactly.
And no business can drive around giving free estimates. You'd go broke. So
paying for it eventually.
Right. And in offers that create value, such as buy one, get one free. I mean, it sounds mm-hmm. great, but you know, that's why the window's $350 because you really bought two of them. Or free installation. There's no such thing as free installation. It's you know, they're going to make it up either in the cost of the window or they're going to do it in the financing. And a lot of these companies, right. That's the real scary part, what they charge for financing, you know what I mean, on some of the stuff is you'd been better off spending the money.
Right, right, and just paying for it all right there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's free or, you know, buy one, get one free stuff. You can't stay in business giving away free stuff. And you can't stay in business by running ads and your marketing and everything else that you're giving away stuff for free. So
we have
the reality
a company,
is you're not getting it for free.
Right, and I have a company down here right now that keeps advertising free granite. All you pay for is fabrication and installation.
Oh, come on.
So you can only imagine what they're charging for fabrication and installation. Probably about $50 a foot, which is what the granite costs in the first place. So, you know what I mean? It's just a way to get a call to action. It's a way to get the phone to ring, and I get that. But people have to be smart enough to understand that and then keep your guard up, you know, because a lot of these people that you're going to be dealing with are hardcore salespeople. They're not – they don't really know what they're doing. But, you know, they wing it, you know, and it is the way this world works. You know, we live in a you know, capitalist society, so it is – that's part of the deal. But you got to protect yourself.
Right.
And it always seems to suck.
At least know what you're getting into.
Right. But it always seems like they're always targeting the people that can afford it the least. You know what I mean? The elderly and, you know, low income where, you know, they need it done. And because they can finance it, because they can do this, you know, it sounds great. So they end up getting on the hook for it and then not realizing that it's just the worst situation they could be in.
Right. Right. So the window's not free. The door's not free.
No. And there's no such thing as a free estimate. Somebody's paying for it. Whether it's in the end result or it's spread out over all the jobs, there's just technically nothing free. And like you and I mean, when we do large additions, large projects, I charge a design fee, and it wasn't a ton of money, but it did two things. It, you know, made you put a little bit of sweat into it or a little – you had a dog in a fight now. And it also just covered my time to go to my office and do this accurately. You were now paying for a good – honest estimate that was accurate.
Right. Well, what I find is that, you know, if they're just tire kickers and they just want to know anyway, they're not going to be willing to pay that estimate. If they are truly interested in getting the project done and working with you, then they'll put that investment and realize that your time's valuable and cut you a check for some of that stuff.
Right. So, and like I said, it wasn't a ton of money. And then, you know, and then we would apply that to their down payment when they signed the contract anyway. So it wasn't like it was pure profit, whatever. It's just I don't have a problem putting time into your job. I just want us both to have you know, a little piece of this. So, and that worked out really well. And I think most of the clients appreciate that.
Yes, I agree, too.
So when you hear or see ads that sound too good to be true, those that don't tell you, this is my other one, on sale now, limited time, hurry up. When does it end? Not soon. Not, you know, there's no given date. There's no given amount.
Only if you call in the next 10 minutes.
Yes.
Yeah.
The first 300 callers in the next 10 minutes.
Yes.
Right.
Just saying.
But that's my point. Anytime you see those call to actions that are limited but without a real
end date,
you know, to say, you know, first 10 callers, that's pretty funny. You know what I mean? Like, oh, guess what? You're number 9. You know, everybody that calls is number 9. So yeah, you gotta watch that
number
stuff.
Number 9.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to be number 1 because that means nobody's calling, and number 9 means you just squeaked in.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
Cool.
But you should always have, you know, so in truth in advertising, anytime you see an ad, it should always have, if it's on sale, it should show what the original price was so that you now know what the sale price is, what your expected savings are. It should have a start date, end date. Yeah, and it's funny because, you know, Better Business Bureau has rules like that. NARI has specific rules regarding advertising. And it's amazing how many companies.
You're saying the magic word, which is should.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, should.
So there's no law. It's suggested.
Suggested retail price.
Well, MSRP, nobody pays retail.
Yeah.
Right. But it's just like, it should, the advertisement should have the regular price and the sale price. It should have. So if you're getting free installation, it should say what the price normally is, correct?
Yes. Yes. I mean, you look in and look into ads all over the place. You'll see ads for this is only this much money, but it does not, you know, so it's like you're saving 50%. Well, you could double that price, but, you know, I mean, that would give you an idea, but it should always say the regular price was, and this is your savings. So just be careful when it comes to advertising, and most of the stuff that sounds like a sale is nothing more than a call to action. It's a way to get, to give you a feeling of what's, of 60.
And it's funny,
I was like,
because
trying to think
those...
of something, and he said that, popped right in my head. That was funny. No, but it's trying to just get you motivated,
windows...
you know, give you that feeling that you have to hurry up and get something done. So that's the whole point of doing that. It's call to action. So anyway.
Right. It's exactly it.
That's your tip of the week.
I was just
going
to say those window sales.
Okay, go ahead, Robbie.
I was just going to say that in the newspaper, those window places, it's they have a sale every single week.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a sale. Obviously, it's not a sale. But
right.
every single week. And then
going
people.
Right.
Oh, the going out of business sales.
Going out of business sale. That's always.
Yeah, been going out of business for 10 years.
Exactly.
Yeah, have you guys ever seen a mattress that wasn't a mattress firm or anything else like that that wasn't closing and going out of business and clearing?
We'll be back right after this.
You see this hammer in my hand?
Yeah, I'm going to find that sad finder. What does it look like?
And a level.
What is a level?
Don't you know what a level is?
Yeah, it's something you advance to in a video game.
It's Mighty House. Call Mighty House now at 847-475-1590 and get all your answers from the experts.
This is Mighty House.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live, MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. And we are broadcasting live from the Custer Street Fair in Evanston. And we are in the WCGO booth. And we're on Chicago, right at Chicago and Washington, right downtown Evanston. And we're right across Sketchbook Brewery is right behind us. And we've got this prize wheel thing. We've got movie theater tickets. Robbie, what else we got going on? And this is all brought to you in part by Fast Signs of Lincolnwood.
By Fast Signs, who came up with our prize wheel. Thank you. I wish someone would spin that prize wheel so that we could hear it. Very nice. Firehouse Grill, Sketchbook Brewery, Century 12 Movie Theater, all these wonderful places who have supported WCGO. We thank them very, very much.
Yes.
Somebody had called in because we were talking about Fuzzy Robbie, which I don't appreciate. But so they wanted to know if I'm smooth sonar.
Oh,
no.
Interesting. No.
Creepy. Interesting is not the word I would use, but okay.
There you go. So stop by, see us. The station will be here all weekend. So even if you can't get down here before 10 o'clock, you can always swing by later on and give the prize wheel a spin. And they also have some Dave Ramsey books here. And,
yeah, I'm going to go check out what's over here.
No, you're not. Sit down. It's time for Clutter Clarity.
I got to stand up and dance.
Oh, okay. She's going to be tripping over wires and all kinds of stuff there. Sonar, just get her out of the way.
I need to get to the prize wheel.
No, you don't.
Jeez.
You are tripping.
I'm not tripping.
You are tripping.
You're tripping.
Tripping, you're a woman.
Nope, I'm good. Yeah. I'm perfect. Capable of tripping.
Uh-huh. There. Oh, look at that.
Just really? Like, that's how the prize wheel works?
You just
you
bring it to
you. Scribbled it in?
Yes.
If you want to do the handwriting, you're more than welcome. I've got handwriting. You know? I have dude handwriting.
Nothing
that I can do.
Yeah, that's it. So you can win Sketchbook, Firehouse Grill, Dave Ramsey books. What's
that, a shot glass?
Well, what this is a taster. If you take this into Sketchbook, they'll give you a sample of whatever you want.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How many
That's
samples?
Cool. Just one. Just a sample. You pick, well, probably multiple if you're getting samples.
Try a 64-ounce growler sample.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, can I get a sample and then come back like an hour later and get another sample? Can I see that?
Yeah, this woman behind you wants one. She's ready.
How you doing?
I go into sketchbook with
just
this.
Just one sample when you walk in.
Yeah.
You can't just sit there and get a sample of a bunch of beers.
If I change my hair color and keep going back and forth.
There you go. That's it. Are we ready?
I'm always ready.
No, are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I can find this here. There we go. Let's see. Well, hang on 1 second because this Clutter Clarity is powered by Mr. Floor Cleaning Products. And with that, hit it. Do you have a disarrangement disorder? Can't seem to get that jumbled hodgepodge pile of chaos in one place? Maybe it's time for a little disposal, a little cleanup, a little eradication, evacuation, liquidation, and purgification. Here's Robbie with a tip on how to put some neatness into your disorder. This is Clutter Clarity on Mighty House.
Save it from this prison.
Crank it up, Randall.
Lord, help me get away.
My ways of living. How far is heaven?
Lord,
can you tell me?
Ron didn't say, Lord, can you tell me?
I did.
Randall, how much time do I have left?
A minute. After all your spinning and all that.
Oh, jeez. Okay. It's garage sale season.
Oh, it is?
It is garage sale season. What a beautiful day for it to be garage. Here comes Reggie.
He's got his fancy red ComEd shirt on.
He does.
We need to steal some of those ComEd shirts. That's what we need.
Really? If I say ComEd a couple more times, Jeez. Would you give me a ComEd shirt?
Hey, Ron. If she was a fish, she'd have been hooked. All it took, she started doing Claire Clarity, and then she saw the shiny thing. And
shiny red guy walking by.
If you were a fish, you'd have been hooked in 2 minutes.
Do you have a ComEd watch? Does your watch match, too?
She would have been on a plate years ago.
Unbelievable. Oh, my gosh. You are styling. Very nice. You need red shoes. Okay. So it's garage sale season. And now we have 30 seconds. So I'm going to say what's most important? Marketing your products.
Yeah. Okay.
And putting prices on them.
I have junk for a penny.
Okay. The thing that people forget is if you don't have signs, no one's going to come. Post on Craigslist.
Okay.
Post on your Facebook page. Post on your Nextdoor site, so like Nextdoor Edgebrook where I live or Nextdoor Lincoln Park or whatever, post there.
Mm-hmm.
Post on all the virtual garage sale sites you can find. Post everywhere to get people to come. The other thing is there are going to be a lot of people who don't have these resources, and they drive up and down the street all weekend long, like me, and they look for those signs on the street that say garage sale this way. So you want to get your signs out the night before, so that people are prepared when they're driving by and they could say, hey, there's going to be a big garage sale. If you have even two families, you can put multifamily, neighborhood garage sale, block sale, yard sale. Make sure you put a lot of stuff out there so that people can see your sign. Open early. If you say you're going to open at 9 in the morning, trust me, be there at 8 in the morning.
Why don't you come over here?
Because he pushed Trixie out of the way. So I figure
if... I know she doesn't
want to
be on camera.
Oh, okay. So, if you're going to be there at 9 in the morning, make sure that you get there early at 8 because people are going to be there, especially if you advertise that you have really good things.
Uh-huh.
Stay open late. I'm going to tell you, stay open late.
Really?
Because what happens, yes, the people who would drive by looking for bargains mm-hmm. with the big pickup trucks or the big SUVs, they usually have a family of like 10. And they jump out of the car. So if your garage sale's until 4 o'clock, at 4:15, you can expect a carload of people to come by.
That's when the price-conscious shoppers
come. That's right. When the bargaining happens. So stay later than you think.
Uh-huh.
Be ready to negotiate.
Okay.
So speaking of negotiating, put a price on everything. Makes me nuts. I know people get tired of hearing this, but my sister and I go, oh, free to a good home. Like you've never heard that before. But, heck, you know what? A lot of people are too self-conscious, too go up to you and say, really, how much is this? Because you're going to just say something off the top of your head. You're going to go, I don't know, what do you want to pay for it? Yeah, whatever. Put a price on everything because you're going to sell things a lot more.
Do I have to pay if it's a bad home?
Yeah.
So it's free to a good home. If it's a bad home, do I have to pay?
Do you hear a little buzzing? I hear like something is irritating me.
I don't know. It sounded
fuzzy. Okay, real quick, for your signage, dollar stores are great places to get the foam signage. They also have a lot of poster board, so good places to go. Mm-hmm. Big box stores, if you want the garage sale sign, it's like $4 or $5 a sign.
Really?
Yeah, for the garage sale. I say make your own, but
at
if you don't want to.
At the dollar store?
No, at the big box store. The dollar store is going to have your foam board. Okay, here's my... During election season,
yeah,
all the signs that people put out, you know, vote for so-and-so. After the election's over, go and collect all those.
Mm-hmm.
I should give this hint in the fall. But collect all those, and then you have all the signage that you need. You just, you know, tape some poster board
this
over that, write your information on there, and you have... I'm just going to keep talking.
I know, you just talk right over all the time.
To be continued.